Hello again. This is the 11th of May, 2020. Article on Popular Mechanics, written by Kyle Miskoma, M-I-Z-O-K-A-M-I. This was published on May the 10th, 2020. The U.S. Navy wants to fill its fleet with roboships. The U.S. Navy is teaming up with DARPA to develop autonomous robotic ships that are completely human-free. The NORMARS, No Marines Required Ship, concept, if successful, would be a huge leap over current unmanned surface vessel development efforts. The result could be a warship able to do tedious, dangerous, and dirty jobs all by itself, keeping human crew ships safe from harm and boredom. The Navy struggling to grow the fleet on a flat defense budget is making a big push into unmanned surface vessels, or USVs. The Navy plans to build 10 large unmanned surface vehicle ships, 200 to 300 feet long vessels, displacing 2,000 tons in 5 years. LUSV would act as a scout, sailing ahead of the fleet to detect threats early, or floating magazines carrying a large load of missiles. LUSVs would ideally be autonomous or optionally manned with a small crew. NORMARS is a separate parallel effort to develop an entirely autonomous ship, while LUSVs is based on existing ship design and will have built-in accommodations for humans. NORMARS will be an unmanned ship from the ground up, the Defense Advanced Research Project Agency, DARPA, told C4ISRNet that the project will take what the Navy wants to do with ships, hull size requirements, and other factors, and try to make a ship out of it. NORMARS promised to be a totally different breed of ship. NORMARS would likely be much smaller than a similarly capable human crewed vessel, as designers could strip out everything related to human habitation: the ship's bridge, combat information center, living accommodations, mess, recreation rooms, bathrooms, and even hallways would all become redundant, shrinking the size of the ship dramatically. LUSV, based on small ships used to resupply offshore oil rigs, will still have all these features, but with hardly anyone to use them. An artist's depiction of NORMARS showed a sharp difference between a completely unmanned ship and an optionally manned one. The NORMARS concept ship sits low in the water, with a high mast for sensors and communication. The RoboShip has what looks like four-angle launchers for missiles, possibly reloaded from within the hull. The ship lacks windows, rails, walkways, or anything supporting a human crew. DARPA admits that taking people completely off ships may not even be possible, but if it is, NORMARS would be a huge asset to the Navy of the future. A robotic ship could dutifully do the boring work of sailing down the coastline of countries such as North Korea, eavesdropping on radar radio and cell phone communications. In wartime, it could use its missile launchers to enhance the firepower of the U.S. fleet, or outmaneuver an enemy fleet presenting a threat from a different direction. It could even electronically impersonate warships such as cruisers or even aircraft carriers, luring incoming anti-ship missiles away from manned warships. All right, folks, now do you know how many people are in our Navy right now? Well, it's over a million. So if this thing kicks into high gear, they're not gonna need a whole lot of those sailors. So all that'll do is put more people on the unemployment roll. And the justification for doing this, other than the obvious, is that they say that the enormous ships would be entirely unmanned and totally impervious to pandemics. Yeah, but how about hacking? Huh? I think it's a complete joke. These people don't know what to do with their spare time. That's just sort of what I think. I'll attach the link. Take a look at it. Pass it along to like-minded friends. And let me know what you think. Yeah, sure as hell know what I think, don't you?